The place, Area 51, a remote patch of desert 83 miles north-northwest of Las Vegas, next to a salt flat at the foot of a mountain. Area 51 was created during the Cold War to help America watch the Soviet Union. But because of its cutting-edge technology, many Americans came to associate the base with alien ships and aliens themselves.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of your favorite short crime and conspiracy podcast, the show by Teens Mysteries. I am your favorite co-host, Neil Navarro.
And I'm your most favorite co-host, Jaden Yoon.
So today we'll be talking about Area 51. Though I'm sure we all know about what Area 51 is, we will delve much deeper into history and what happens there.
Yep, so let's get into detail on this and let's head right into episode 6. Neil, do you believe in aliens?
While aliens seem bizarre, I feel like, okay, there's like a trillion galaxies and stuff, okay? So I feel like it's inevitable that aliens exist.
So you do believe in aliens?
No.
I thought that you said you did.
I do.
Neil's being confusing. Well, Neil, how do you know there's a trillion galaxies?
Okay, well, there's obviously not a trillion galaxies. There's like a trillion in one galaxy, but like there's like a ton of galaxies. Okay, we're talking like, you know what I mean?
The Milky Way.
Yeah, the Milky Way is one galaxy. Okay.
You're confusing.
There's also like the, you know, like Hershey chocolate bar galaxy, right?
The Kit Kat.
Kit Kat galaxy. We got all of those too.
Okay, this is off topic. What's your favorite chocolate?
Ew. Who likes chocolate? The Air Force began a program in 1952 to investigate UFO reports. Operation Blue Book, as it was dubbed, checked the details of each UFO report against the CIA's top secret flight logs. Once all the notes had been compared, civilians were told they were witnessing a weather phenomenon.
The existence of the base became America's worst-kept secret in the mid-1990s. Through passing references to the base had appeared in the media before. The first major Hollywood production to specifically feature the base was in 1966 blockbuster classic Independence Day.
Through the years, the CIA and the Air Force have developed several types of surveillance and attack aircraft at Area 51. The first plane that was built at so-called Paradise Ranch was the U-2 spy plane. Subsequent projects included the Lockheed A-12, the SR-71 Blackbird, and the stealth F-117 Nighthawk attack aircraft. On January 5, 1967, Walter Ray, a pilot for the CIA, took off from Area 51 in his plane, an A-11 ox cart. On that day in 1967, Ray's aircraft experienced a rapid fuel loss, resulting in the shutdown of the aircraft engines. The pilot attempted to bail out but failed. Although the U.S. government located the remains of both the aircraft and the pilot, the location of the crash site was considered a secret.
Neil, isn't that such a rip? That guy tried to bail out and he failed.
That's very sad.
What do you think he tried to do? Just like run away?
What do you mean run away? Bail out, press the bail button, open up the top.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, do you think he just jump?
No, the reason he didn't bail is probably because his top didn't open. So he pressed eject and his head just hit the top of the aircraft thing. He's like, oh.
That's so sad. Hmm. Would you try to bail out?
Yeah, you're going to die either way, bro. One, die in a fiery plane crash, or two, get eaten by a shark.
Well, you might not get eaten by a shark, because they said sharks don't eat that people much.
Yeah, but you're like stranded in the middle of the ocean.
You're going to get eaten by a piranha.
Bro, you're going to get eaten by anything. Another human coming by in a life raft, he sees you, he's going to try and eat you because he has no food.
What? So you're telling me another person would eat someone?
Bro, if you're hungry enough, I'd eat you, okay? If I hadn't eaten for like 5 hours, okay, and you didn't feed me, I'd eat you, like right now. In the late 1990s, an urban explorer named Jeremy Kranz latched onto the legend of the crash and vowed to locate it. Over the years, Kranz slowly but surely eliminated places it may be, actually visiting these remote sites in the high Nevada desert. In 2009, Kranz finally located the 42-year-old debris field, scattered across an otherwise unremarkable length of desert floor.
Neil, have you been to Area 51?
No.
Have you?
I should have gone though for the raid, got myself an alien girlfriend.
Have you been to Vegas?
No. I mean, yeah.
I know, I was going to say. sometimes you tell me you go to Vegas, and I was like, huh? Well, have you ever thought about going to Area 51?
I didn't even know. I thought Area 51 was in like Iran.
Iran?
Yeah.
Iran.
I walked. The Area 51 raid was an American Facebook event that took place on September 20th, 2019 at Area 51, a United States Air Force facility within the Nevada Test and Training Range. The event would involve raiding the site in research for extraterrestrial life that conspiracy lore claims may be concealed inside. More than 2 million people responded going, and 1.5 million interested on the event's page, which subsequently attracted widespread media reaction. Nevada law enforcement also warned potential participants in the event against trespassing.
So Neil, Area 51 raid, which you were very interested in for some reason, would you have went if you're a grown man, you know? You're a grown man, you have your own car and stuff, you know, you live in California. Would you drive that far to go raid Naruto running?
That one guy who Naruto ran.
Okay, would you?
I mean, you know, I would have gone, man, you know? Why? Get that. So there's like two situations here, and both of them are good. Mm-hmm. Or actually three situations, honestly.
Okay.
Get myself an alien buddy, you know?
Uh-huh. That's
or
one.
like a subject, okay, you know, an okay. alien subject.
Uh-huh, so that's one.
Or I could kidnap an officer.
Okay, he's that's an alien. Two.
Then there's four then, I guess.
Oh, okay, what's...
Or I could find out, you know, that hand sanitizer that 10 out of 10 doctors recommend and kills 100% of germs, you know?
Oh, that's right? Very outside the box thinking.
Yeah, that's right. Lastly, I would have wanted to go because, you know, if I went, I would have got shot, so win-win.
So, you get to see aliens and you don't get shot because you're Naruto running?
Oh, yeah. I can outrun the bullets, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, but, like, you want to get... Who doesn't want to get shot, bro?
I don't want to get shot.
Area 51's intense secrecy has caused it to become the subject of many conspiracy theories regarding the presence of aliens on the site. So, what do you think is inside Area 51?